The first reading today from the prophet Isaiah is often chosen for a lot of funerals because it gives a lot for us to think about, especially the message of hope. If we study the book of the prophet Isaiah, we especially understand the historical context and background of prophet Isaiah. Israel was about to be in exile. They're about to lose everything that they have known. Yet the Lord promised that on this mountain I will restore you. On this mountain I will make you new. On this mountain I will be faithful to you. And on this mountain I will nourish you. The image that we have heard in the first reading today foreshadows the image of the messianic feast, the messianic banquet that we would know it in Christ to be the Eucharist. It is the Messiah. It is the chosen one. It is the Son of God who will nourish us even at times when we were lost, even at times when we gave into hopelessness, even at times when we have strayed away, even at times when we didn't recognize Him. God's faithfulness to us is unimaginable. Because think about it, if someone would treat us like we treat God, they would have walked away a long time ago. But He's still here, loving us, because He has always been faithful to us. So therefore, this message of hope allows us to think about ourselves as we reflect upon our own spiritual journey, especially in this season of Advent. Even when we're lost, even seems like when things are crumbling apart, when things are falling apart, when things don't go our way, do we put our hope in God? Or is our hope wishy-washy? And do we only come to God asking Him for what we want? Or do we truly seek Him? Do we truly get our nourishment from Him, not only physically speaking, but spiritually as well? Today we hear in the Gospel reading, St. Matthew's version of the multiplication of loaves, right? And of course, St. Matthew, directing a Jewish community and audience, loved to use the number 7, because number 7 is that perfect number, huh? And Jesus here, I want you to pay attention to this. Jesus was so attentive to the small details. He was healing everybody. Imagine, even the doctor, even us taking care of people, we get tired, right? It's really tiring to care for people. But Jesus was so attentive to the small details that he understood that people were hungry. And He wants to nourish them and feed them. That's our God. He's very attentive to the small details. Even when we overlook, God's love for us has always been in the ordinary small details of life. He's not in the business of extravagantly trying to express or win our heart. His love for us has always been in small details, unpretentious expression of love. If we don't recognize this, then we spend our whole life blaming God for what we don't have. But yet, we will never be unfulfilled, malnourished by the things of this world. And Jesus can do all of that for us at each and every Mass, at each and every Eucharist. If we believe that, then no one can ever rob away our joy, our hope, and our love in Him. It's important for us, for this season of Advent, to not focus on the things that the TV telling us, or the advertisement telling us, or anything else telling us, but to focus on Christ. Receive our nourishment from Him. So that Christmas is not just one day. Christmas is not just only one season. Christmas will become every day. Christmas. meaning the day of Christ. And Christmas can be each and every single day if we really reflect on it, where we put Christ at the center of our everything.